Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I bought the cock and then I released another jelly bean in my dome.
And when getting the sports, what
did he do? He did a lot of dirt.
I raw dogged a dead rabbit today.
You have flags!
AIDS! I have AIDS!
At the club,
it's the dadgum mistake.
Club 1080. Souk and Rob's passion are always.
Lace them up, you little bitch!
I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch.
Pop me up over there, bitch. She's a grade A bitch.
Grade A prime. Bitch.
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
Freaking punch it, bitch. She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch. What is up with that?
Bitch. Because
she's bitches behind maintenance.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Can I say your bitch montage?
Thank you.
Might be my favorite.
Some of my finest works.
It really is. It's some work in oils, some work in waters. You work in bitches, and it's amazing.
Clip that, please.
Thank you.
I couldn't be
Thank
any happier.
You.
When they're all strung together like that,
he's a bitch.
That really
whiny bitch.
Google me, bitch.
Look at your bitch work.
It's not the same.
He doesn't have the volume or the catalog.
No,
that you do.
The way and just I don't know. Like there's certain people that just Do you know the great Tom Berenger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. He's, the guy who hosts. No,
that's Tom Bergeron.
Oh, okay.
Major League, Jake Taylor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
So Tom Bergeron, right?
No, Berenger.
That would be Berenger.
God bless America.
Platoon.
You got me confused. Yeah, no. Tom Berenger.
Yeah.
He says the best F word in the movie business. Like in Major League where he wins, he goes, we got to win
the whole effing thing.
Yep. And he's in a bunch of war movies, and he just, the way he enunciates the F word, it works for him. And that is you with bitch.
Yeah.
A lot of people can say it, but you own the word.
I emphasize it.
You do.
She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch.
Right there.
What is up with that?
That's my favorite.
Just, you know, there's something about the way you say it that just strikes a chord with me. And It's like listening to Celine Dion hit a note.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's what people have compared it to. People are saying,
yeah, I mean, a lot of people can sing, but not everyone can hit the notes. And you hit the B flat when it comes to that. And it's
grade A prime, bitch.
It's just
there is a. I don't know, there's a gravity to
right?
it. It's really
yes.
yeah, it's really good.
There's something to it. I don't know what it is. I don't know why that's so appealing, but it just works.
Well, let's get back on track here. We've got I've got a tipping story. I'll tease it by asking you this question. Cuz the great tipping debate is raging in the United States of America.
Yeah, it's causing some commotion.
Yeah. Very much so. And if you've ever traveled around the world, you know that we're really the only country that tips the way we do.
Yeah. Some places, like in Japan, they will chase you down to return your money. It's considered rude.
So, where do you think is the latest front line in the battle over tips? Like, in other words...
What industry?
Well, it's not an industry. We'll keep it loose.
Sure.
Just, there is somebody asking for tips now, and I wonder if you have any inkling of who it is, because people are outraged.
I'm intrigued by this.
Do you have any stabs?
Because the tipping culture, it's driving me a little bad.
It's going to be someone who, under no grounds...
Yeah.
It's got to be someone who doesn't even, like, help you or something.
Or it's going to be someone that you... Like, if a tow truck driver had the balls to impound your car...
That's a good one, because you're already up a creek.
You're already up a creek. You go there, it's like $300 to get it out. If you had to pay to get your car out of an impound lot and that effing iPad turned around...
I'd roll something for the effort.
Oh, Mike, that might be the one that breaks somebody. That I could see that. And no one's got the balls to do that.
Yeah, tipping on something where it seems like your payment is almost a penalty for something, that would be way up there.
Yeah.
That, I like the way you're thinking, but that's not it.
Okay.
But I like your brain. I like to get you guys' brains going.
Realm or industry?
Well, let me just say that Ryan Buckley is in this sphere.
Interesting.
Really?
Turkish bathhouse? They're asking for tips?
Is it have to do with like babysitting or parenting or something like that?
It does have to do with parenting.
Oh, my God. Our mom's asking for
doctors?
Tips.
Doctors? The doctors want tips?
For stay-at-home moms asking for tips.
Find out next. On The Fan. All right, real quick, before we get to our tipping story, we're watching Duke Carolina, which is just a dandy.
Yeah.
And
what the hell are they calling
I think
here?
They called a lane violation.
On North Carolina?
On North Carolina.
What?
Oh, my.
Wow.
You can't call that there.
Like, that's...
You can't call that there. Wow. That's... I'm with Buck on that.
I mean, generally, I'm like, if the rule is the rule, let's see how bad it
Holy
was.
Holy S.
It looked like... I glanced up. It looked like the guy goes in. We'll see.
But I feel like guys do that on every
free
throw.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Wow.
So the story is this. Duke was up by... By my count, as
Close
many
to 30,
as
30, maybe more.
I think they were up 24.
Yeah, they were smacking them.
And North Carolina has made it 72-71. North Carolina down one with 4 seconds left. Yeah. Kid on the free throw line misses the first free throw.
By the way, he looks like he's about ready to crap his pants.
He probably did crap his pants.
Yeah.
And then on the second free throw to tie it,
which he made,
a lane violation.
Wow.
So now Duke is inbounding with 4 seconds left, up by one.
That
probably
poor bastard
better for those
jumped
with
in.
A plus 7.5 ticket.
Wow.
Yeah, that is better. You know, now, come to think of it, I have North Carolina plus 7.5.
This is a good thing for you.
This was
even
good.
Though it's bad for USC.
Yeah, because OT, you don't want OT.
Well, but if they make 2 free throws and then we hit a 3,
yeah,
that's not good either. But look,
wow.
Dude, I'm just lucky to have that ticket alive.
I feel terrible for that kid, the lane violation. I mean,
what was he doing? He did a little like skitter, like he like skittered
yeah,
around.
I mean, he went in. I just.
Great game, though.
Do you not blow the whistle on that? I mean...
Well, I was with Buck in the sense that guys do that all the time, and you just kind of let it go.
But after seeing this one, it was kind of weird.
But that one was... He was way early. Like, you almost have to call that. Like, you can't...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what he was doing, but...
Well,
you can't do that.
The kid at the free throw line was a big man that did not look comfortable with the line. He missed the first one badly. I'm guessing my man thought, I got to go get this rebound, because it's not going
in. But then his homie freaking made it! The
yeah,
guy
made it
on the miss or on the violation.
Yeah.
Really quality. Anytime you get Duke, North Carolina, you get really quality crowd shots.
Yeah.
The Duke girl's about to have a panic attack.
And as Buck stated, anytime I see this game now, I just think of the White Lotus family. You know, you just think of like annoying privilege.
Mom going, Carolina Chapel Hill.
And then the dad insisting that they go
you
to
got
Duke.
Into Duke, you're going to Duke.
So, okay, parents are now asking for tips to cover their kids' birthday parties.
Oh,
no.
Yes, this is a thing.
This is a thing.
This is a thing.
Go take a long walk off a short pier.
Yeah.
Tipping at children's birthday parties. So if you bring your kid over to party with the other little S-head.
Bring a bottle of wine, bring a present, that's fine.
They're leaving out tip jars now.
My goodness.
That goes back to the family?
This went viral. Yeah, it was posted to Instagram. I don't know. Her name is Victoria Perry. I don't know who she is. Just maybe some mom. I don't know. Explained that attendees at kids' parties are now expected to leave a cash gratuity, and if you're not bringing at least $10, you should not bring your child.
Well, then why would you... Yeah, don't go to the party.
Yeah, I won't come to your party then.
Yeah, I'm just not... I mean, that's... That whole thing is just... It's asinine. Like, so you're saying that you want my kid to come to your house. You invited us. But I have to pay for my kid to go to your house. Then don't have the party.
And it's kind of indicative of like a societal problem. Then if the party is that expensive, then scale it back.
Exactly.
You don't need all these bells and whistles. It's a kid's birthday.
Yes.
Like, have a cake, have a clown, or don't, whatever. Yeah. But like, not if it's so such a grand scale you have to do that, then you're an ass for throwing a party
and
like
that. Are these like on the invitations or do you just show up and there's a tip jar?
No, what's happening is this person is saying that she's seeing a lot of I don't know who this is.
I'm so glad that I don't have my kids are all past.
Oh, I know who she is. Okay, so this woman is a baker.
Okay.
So she makes cakes for these parties, and what she is finding out is she said she's seeing this as a trend is moms are what they're doing is they're putting on the bottom of the invitations there's a little spot that says tipping is encouraged.
Oh, wow.
By
the way, what sort of balls? Like, I would be mortified, absolutely mortified to invite people over to my house and then say tipping incurred.
Essentially mandatory. Don't bring your kid if you're not gonna.
Yeah, so like we'll have like a 4th of July gathering at my house. We've done like a Thanksgiving where we do like a nomads Thanksgiving for people that don't have places to go. I can't fathom asking my friends to bring money to my house for Thanksgiving. Now, I can ask you to bring would you like to bring a dish? Hey, you want to bring some booze? But to say you need to bring me cash because I've invited you over? Oh my God.
And you know what? I've even had friends, like we've thrown like a catered barbecue or something like that. And then I've had friends ask me, hey, can I kick you some cash for some of this? Yeah. This was great. That's a nice move for a guest to make. But going around asking for that is ridiculous.
I've done that like when we go out on someone's boat. I'd be like, hey, can I throw you $50 in gas? And sometimes people say no. And a lot of times though, they're like, oh, that'd be awesome. But
that's different than this.
To say, hey, you're going out on my boat, I want you to buy me gas. Hey, that's poor form.
Yeah, it's just desperate. By the way, I got to tell you, I'm heartbroken for this North Carolina kid. Yeah. So Duke wins 74-71.
They hit the two free throws to ice it.
Yeah, and the kid that the lane violation kid is bawling his eyes out over on the sideline. Yeah. It's just...
That's rough.
Yeah.
Although it sounds like North Carolina, I mean, will get into the tournament at least. Because for a while, they were on the bubble. You imagine if that's the game that keeps you out?
That's true. I think they're in, but... Yeah.
But imagine if they're the last team out.
God.
And you're that kid and you know... I mean, that's not the only reason you lost, but...
Wild game.
Certainly the one you're going to point to.
So hey, one of the invites...
Hey, the nice part is BYU doesn't have to worry about that because we lost by 20.
Yeah, you're going home.
Yeah, just say.
Bitch.
No one's going to point to that and be like, man, if I just didn't have that lane violation. And to all you parents out there, dude, pull your head out of your arse when it comes to this sort of stuff. And kid parties in general, especially with like little kids, I've said this for years, I've gone to enough of these functions that most of the time it's about the parent, it's not about the kid.
Oh, for sure.
These parties are big and they're over the top and the kid doesn't give two S's. It's just so mom can show off to her friends.
A little social status.
About how awesome their life is or how great the new addition to their home is or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that.
Well, I've never really understood the, like, the one-year-old thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that about? I don't know. The kid doesn't even, kid's never going to remember
that's
it.
That's about honoring mom. Yeah. And then she can get some photos to put on Instagram.
One of the invites she saw had an explanation for why the parents were asking for the gratuity. The note read, "Tipping is encouraged. If you plan to bring your child and they plan to eat and play, please send along cash with your child for the tip bucket to go towards party expenses."
What if I plan to bring my child and not eat and play? Yeah, or I bring my own food and play.
Is there a discount for that? Yeah, it's like saying if my kid showed up to a party with a McDonald's Happy Meal and was like, no, that's his. You know, you guys eat whatever. This is his Happy Meal. Screw you.
But if he plays, then you gotta kick in.
Well, I will tell you, most of social media is agreeing with you guys. Yeah. Don't throw the party if you can't afford it.
Yeah. That's the easiest part.
Not appropriate, and people are the backlash has begun.
It should, and it's proper to do so.
Yeah,
this is shameful, and I've seen where brides throw themselves like wedding parties, and they ask people to bring cash for it. Same sort of stuff. Again, if you can't afford it, then don't do it. It's not upon other people to fund the lifestyle and the party that you want.
Well said.
It's just...
Well said.
Again, just in general, this whole tipping thing. And this is kind of... I don't know if this is considered tipping. This just sounds like, I want your money. I want you to pay for my kid's party.
Well, it sounds like I've planned something over the top that I, in reality, can't afford, and now I need help, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going on vacation, and I'd like you to help me pay for it. And that's just, that's insanity, because it's not tipping. You're not providing a service. They're not providing a service. It's a party that you're in. How on earth can you invite someone to something and then expect them to pay for it? That's an don't invite me. I didn't ask to be invited. You invited me.
Pit bulls are now shooting people.
Oh.
That's next. Here's Buck.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're eating the dogs.
Well, I do have a pit bull story, but I'm going to have to table that for just a brief moment. First of all, Suk, not being quiet, he left. He just quit.
I didn't know that.
He just quit. Yeah, he's out.
He's just... he's
quit
done,
the show.
Done forever, huh?
No, he's leaving to go... I don't know what's going on at that... It's that...
What they call it, the smoker or something like that?
The fight night thing?
Yeah.
Kells
something?
He's going to that. So he need to leave a little early. Somebody mentioned this on the text line. We were talking about... birthday party tipping, which is a new trend. But they said, have you seen the person whose landlord asks for a tip on rent? Now, I looked that up.
I feel like I've heard about that.
I looked it up, and the first thing that came up is apparently, once again, on TikTok, somebody posted, oh my God. It's an account called Two Guys Take on Real Estate.
Okay.
And they were just doing a bit, so it wasn't real. But it went viral because it sparked a real debate online about whether or not you should tip your landlord, because their bit is, so he's kind of at this, which isn't the way people pay rent, but for the bit, he is at this desk, almost like a hotel desk,
okay.
And he pays the guy his rent, and then the guy flips around the tip screen,
okay.
That we all hate. So it says, when you're paying your landlord the rent and a tip screen appears, then a mock scene plays out in which a landlord flips around an iPad, leaving the tenant to decide whether or not they should tip. The tenant says, a tip? I'm not tipping my landlord. And then the landlord says, so you'll tip a barista who pours overpriced coffee into a cup, but not the guy who's on call 24/7 to make sure you have a safe home.
It is interesting the way we have kind of just sort of arbitrarily established which industries are worthy of tips and which ones are not. Because there's some where I'm like, okay, like, you gave me a good haircut, but, like, weren't you supposed to? I mean, yeah. I tip the barber for, like, a good job, or the stylist or whoever, but, like, why isn't that just what I'm paying for? I don't, if someone helps me bag 12 bags worth of groceries, I don't tip them, but, like, they've done something.
Well, I've always gone back to, because we talk about this all the time, I've always gone back to this. If you don't know whether to tip, ask yourself if the person that you are tipping is making a full salary or full wage doing what they do. You don't have to tip. I think tipping comes from the idea that you've got people who, that's how they make their money.
Yeah, the vast that's majority a whole other problem in and of itself. Like, it, the fact that we have industries where, like,
right,
the consumer is right, supposed to understand right, that dynamic.
Bingo.
Weird,
just take care of your employees, yeah, and this isn't a problem in Europe because they pay them.
No,
well,
they've just figured out a long time ago the best way to do this.
Pass the buck.
Yes. Pay, like, just include it in tab, and then everyone goes away happy. There's no extra charges. There's no one gets miffed that you left too much or too little or whatever.
So then it says, I'm not tipping you. This isn't a restaurant. And then the landlord says, okay, so you'll tip an extra 25% for somebody to carry you a basket of chicken wings, but you won't tip someone who responds to after-hours emergency calls. And that last one stumped the tenant. Decent points, but then it gets nasty where the guy says, basically, when it's time for your lease renewal, I'm just going to make sure gratuity's included in your rent.
Because that's the other thing, right? Is it if this landlord is doing so much and it is such a pain in the ass to be on call all the time, well, then just charge everybody a little bit more.
Yeah, and that's where I
don't make it up to their judgment. That's the problem.
What I think it is most people are like, well, nobody's tipping a landlord. It's like that's built in. First of all, that's your job.
People assume it already is built in.
Yeah, you own the building. Like you're
upkeeping it because that's what you
that's your job.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
But then again, other people will say, well, it's all of these people's jobs that we're tipping. Why are we tipping any of them then? We're just giving people extra money for doing their job.
Again, a landlord owns the building. The barista
doesn't own
may make job. $5 an hour or whatever it is. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I have a hard time with the barista one, but I tip sometimes.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'll occasionally, like,
it's
round up.
Sometimes.
If I have an extra buck, I'll throw it in the jar or something.
Well, I use the Starbucks app, and there's a place to tip on there. But it's weird. I don't know. There's a lot of gray in tipping. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
All right. They're eating the dogs. The pit bull story is that pit bulls are shooting people now. This was in Memphis.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, not the friendliest of dogs, the pit bull.
Not known for being the most gregarious breed.
Well, I mean, before you say they get a bad rap, they really kind of don't. But I get it. A lot of it's the owner.
It's going to tick off pit bull. It's going to tick off pit bull owner, but they kind of get the rap that they deserve, right?
Well, I'll let you debate that. I just know that I don't trust any pit bull I ever see.
Yeah.
And I know that's unfair, but it's just the way I don't know. So this dog managed to fire a gun and wound his owner in an accidental shooting. Memphis. 39-year-old victim was relaxing and talking with a female friend on his bed. Hey now. When the dog jumped onto the bed, this is a pit bull, the dog's paw got stuck in the trigger guard of his gun. Which, why was his gun
in the reach or the range bed? Of the dog? I mean, is it all...
Gun in the bed. Anyway.
My guns, too.
The dog's paw got stuck in the trigger guard and hit the trigger, discharging the gun. Police said the victim was grazed in the left thigh. Officers later found a single spent shell casing on the floor. The man was treated on the scene, later taken to a medical center, and he is expected to make a full recovery.
Going in a barrel.
So the damn dog shot him
because his little paw got stuck.
His little doggy paws.
I was wondering if he like developed opposable thumbs overnight or something like that.
It's crazy. All right, we got to go. We're going to wrap it up next. I have an Uber question for you. I took an Uber last night.
Okay.
And I need, I don't know. We need to talk about it.
Did you tip him?
I did. I always tip my Uber guy. That's one right there. I think a lot of their income comes from tips, right?
Again, it bugs me that it's up to me to have to figure that out. Why is it up to me to figure out that I need to tip this person more because their employer isn't making them whole?
It's not like that you have to tip them more. It's that...
Or that profession deserves one because they're in a profession where they don't get paid what they should. Like, that's still for me to figure out. Or for any individual consumer to figure out. Just build it into my rock.
I mean, it's a fair question. All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan. Text line. If I told you you don't have to tip anymore, but the cost of all restaurants and other tipping industries goes up 15% across the board to pay to employees, do you do it?
Yes. Yes. I think take all of this variance out of it. I also think if we're doing that, then it's guaranteeing a lot of service industry workers get tips that people probably at times stiff them on. Make it uniform. Make it easy. Bundle it all in. I don't want to think about it.
Same texter says, a lot of new restaurants fail because the profit margins are so slim, and many times the owners make no profit for years. They're assuming all the risk if things go under, and it's not like they're getting rich off of exploiting their employees. And I agree with that, too.
Yeah, restaurant margins are horrible. So, like,
yeah,
it's really tough. And then if you start baking in the cost, and all of a sudden your entrees are going from $19.99 to, I don't know, $24.99 or something like that. I mean, I know that's 25% more, but... That starts to turn people away.
But the retort to that is, well, you don't have to own a restaurant.
No.
If it doesn't pencil.
No. But people do.
Well, I would love to own a restaurant or a bar, you know. I think that'd be great. But, boy, I tell you, I'm scared
Not
of that.
Not for the faint of heart.
No, exactly. I need to be rich first. I ain't rich. What was the other one I was going to... We're talking about tipping here. I'm reading.
I can tell.
Live on the air. Ratings soaring at this moment.
Yeah, as they do.
One texter says there are 7 states that don't have the tip credit, meaning their employees get paid minimum wage or higher. California, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Montana, Minnesota, and Alaska. Their employees get paid minimum wage or higher.
I think that there are some states where it's assumed that because you're going to make some on tips, they can actually pay or do pay below minimum wage.
Correct. I had to think about that.
Yeah.
But when I was in Kansas, that's the way it was. I had thought that because we'd made seriously, our paychecks, literal paychecks from the company, was like $2 an hour.
Right.
We made all our money on tips. And I assumed that had changed all around the country, but I guess it hasn't.
Yeah. I had heard, like, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago when I was down in Arizona, that they don't have that, I don't think, or they didn't. And that, like, the Hooters waitresses down there were making, like, $3 an hour, but they were making bank because they're Hooters waitresses and a lot of people tip them.
Yeah. So I got in an Uber last night. Now, I'm just looking for confirmation here.
Okay. No promises.
I mean, don't you sit in the back on the passenger side? Isn't that the proper place to sit for an Uber or Lyft?
Yeah, I think generally, unless you have more... Like if you have 3 people with you and you're not going to go 3 across the back, then yeah, maybe someone goes in the front. But if it's just you, or just you,
if it's just you,
and your wife,
isn't it appropriate... Like, Uber and Lyft guy can text. Isn't it appropriate that if it's just a single driver and a single rider, that the rider sit in the back passenger seat.
Totally normal. I have heard of or seen people hop in the front because they're like, oh, it's like a ride share. It's not like a tax. I don't know. There's some people I've heard of who don't do that, but I think there's nothing. I think the more normal, more, I get not normal, more regular thing to do is just go to the back seat, like a taxi.
Yeah, but the back passenger seat. You don't want, it's weird to sit behind the driver, right?
I suppose so, yeah.
Because he can't, then he can't really see you that
yeah.
well.
I mean, I guess. I mean, there was a time where I broke my foot, so I was taking Ubers all over San Francisco. And depending on which side of the street they would pick me up on, I'm like, well, that's the side I'm just going to be on. I'm not shimmying across for that.
Yeah. Well, this guy was in a Tesla, and he had the front seat pushed all the way forward, basically sending the signal of don't try to get in the front seat.
Okay.
Yeah. Or just giving the person, gave me a bunch of room in the back seat.
Sure.
But I don't know.
Yeah, and you can tee it up that way, but it also may be that person being like, don't even think about coming to sit in the front seat up here.
I think that's weird.
Yeah, but there are people that do. I actually worked with a gal who grew up in Orange County, and she had literally never been in a taxi before. And the first time she got to New York and hailed a taxi out of like Union Station, she just went trying to hop in the front seat. The taxi driver is like, what are you doing?
I thought some of those doors don't even open, do they? And they got that plexiglass.
Again, this was many, many years ago, but yeah.
All right. Tech, certain restaurants did try eliminating tipping and just increase the cost of the menu items, but their businesses plummeted. So they went back to the old style. Yeah, I think that's the other thing is people don't put two and two together. If you have a restaurant and you change that and you're even clear, I've been to a few restaurants. I remember that it's on the menu. It's like our prices are up 8% or whatever.
Yeah. It's really common to see the footnote and they'll even break
and
it down.
Here's why.
4% goes to like the health benefits for our staff goes for living wages and whatever.
That's right. And I don't know how that's I mean, I was fine with it, but I don't know how that's doing overall. I don't know if people like that or they're just more trained to do it the other way. I don't know.
And it feels problematic too because then again, all of this comes back to what the individual's opinion is on it, and then also what the situation is, and everything. There's way too much variance in all of this. I say we just kind of jam it all together.
Yeah.
Bundle it all up.
Don't what a time to be alive.
Yeah. Dogs shooting their owners.
All right. Everybody, y'all have a great weekend, okay?
Go Rory.
Go Rory. Yeah, Buck's got a big 16. What is it?
1600.
1600. Yeah, plus 1600 ticket on Rory. I may live bet Rory if he makes a couple bogeys. At any rate, it's going to be a great sports weekend. Enjoy it. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on Thinking Out. Dedication, devotion, turning on a nighttime into the day. It's all about ships of space.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.